April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. Is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you as it is Tuesday. And the Eagles are still in the freaking Super Bowl. How That's you correct. Doing, buddy? I'm so excited. Yesterday was just a day of happiness, of joy, of celebrating, of thinking about the accomplishment, of reading all the fun stats out there, of all the cool things this team has accomplished this year. And now we get like 2 weeks to get excited for the biggest game of the year. It's awesome.
I will say, so a cool moment, and you're right about like it continues to kind of settle in. Mm-hmm. You know, I think after they win on Sunday, it's like, wow, like the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Right. And then it's Monday where it's like, oh my God, I can't. It is crazy to still like see all the Super Bowl signage that has Jalen Hurts on. I remember in 2017 being in the Mall of America in Minnesota, and there was this huge poster, and it was Tom Brady and Nick Foles. And it's like, what's Whoa. Going on here?
Yeah, dude. No, you I know? Mean, even like you go to like the ESPN homepage and it's like Jalen and Mahomes, Super Bowl now, 57. And like every single time I see one of those things, like I get chills.
Yeah. And just thinking awesome. About being at the state, I just like it all kind of settles in. You know, personally, a lot of like planning for being in Arizona and like it's fun to think of all that stuff. But a really cool moment. I thought that really like kind of put into perspective how awesome this is for really everybody involved. Even just, you know, the workers that I follow on Instagram, like posting all the pictures of like them with their family on the field saying we're going back to the Super Bowl. And it's just like cool stuff like that.
Yeah, like Jason Kelce with his daughter is out on the field, you know, picking up the confetti and
100%.
All that stuff.
But even outside of the players, and I do have a player story I want to tell in a second, but it's also just cool. Look, you work for the organization.
Sure.
I don't know every person that works there. But from your experience, I think, you know, a lot of people that work for the Eagles are, like, really good people.
Great people.
Exactly,
people
I work.
So I work.
Like, people you're happy for. Like, you know, in the PR staff, like, Anthony.
I
like,
love
John.
Anthony and John
like
Ganode.
Allie,
I was an intern. John Ganode and I were interns
exactly,
together
yeah.
at another radio station what seems like 1,000 years
I know.
Ago. Like,
now
yeah.
you're just both dominating the game.
I mean, like, Fran Duffy.
Exactly,
like, all those guys.
Yeah.
They're, like, they're wonderful people in that. I could tell
that
you that.
They get to experience, like, the CR staff, like, Julie. Like, it's just cool to see all the people that don't play for the team. Like, you know, fans will know really who they are. But they get to go to the Super Bowl. And they are going to get a Super Bowl ring. Like, just, that's been the cool part. But the other thing, unless you had something else to add on
I was going to say, you're absolutely right. Like, people don't know those people.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I work for the team from 2012 to 2014, you obviously cover the team. You're down in America all the time. Like, I do think that is something that you're right to bring up that we don't talk about a lot, that people don't know that you know, outside of the players and the front office and those type of people that we always talk about, the coaching staff and all that, like the Eagles do a really, really good job of just employing good people
in
the organization. Like, it's a really it's a nice place to work, you know?
So
from an atmosphere, obviously, yeah. Work for the Philadelphia Eagles, it's nice. But I'm saying, like, everyone's friendly.
I mean.
Spuds, like, they're all, like, awesome dudes there.
Yeah.
You know, dudes and gals and all that stuff. You know?
So, on Monday night, final Players Lounge, by the way, last night of the season.
Did you get emotional?
No.
Maybe tear up a little bit at the end?
I am big into, like, doing the whole, when it's over, making sure I go around to everyone and be like, man, like, what a year.
Do you? You're that guy? You're there, like, hold on, let me shake everyone's hand?
Yeah, what a year.
Hey, thank you for all your help this year.
Yeah, exactly.
You're great. Yeah. Do you have a favorite Players Lounge moment of the year that you look back on and say that was it? That was the moment?
Man, Jordan Mailata is awesome at these
things.
Yeah,
he's just good.
And everyone that comes, I appreciate it, and it's cool, and it's awesome. But, like, Jordan Mailata is just the friendliest dude. And he, like, talks to everybody. He jokes around. He gets it, you know?
Charismatic.
Like, not all players that do radio sometimes, like, get it. You know, he likes making, it feels like, honestly, it feels like doing a radio show more than doing an interview.
One flaw with Mailata on the radio show.
Oh, I know what it is.
My man doesn't realize he's on the radio
he
sometimes.
He does curse.
He drops bombs.
He did say, so.
I feel like it's like every time he's on, I'm like, oh, that was a dump. That
well,
was
he says shoot now, which is
good. Yeah. Right, he's learning.
So he's learning.
I love it.
But
I love that.
So there was a cool moment.
The radio producer is producing the segment Love It Less.
Well, it's just so funny. Like, you don't really dump guests.
Okay, this is literally my area of expertise, right? I've produced thousands over. I've because you know the whole 10,000 hours thing. I've produced well over 10,000 hours of radio. Like, I am, according to Malcolm Gladwell, an expert.
You're an expert
at producing radio.
I don't need Malcolm to tell me you're an expert.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
There is nothing more shocking than your guest cursing. There is nothing that can happen. Other than, I guess, your host cursing, and that only happened one time to me, and we've made a million jokes about it, about the camera cursing the one time. It was the funniest thing. If you listen to audio of us, it's basically me and Richie laughing for an hour straight, or excuse me, a minute straight after he does it. That's the audio. It's all of us just, like, dying on the air. But, like, when a guest curses, like, because you're always listening for curses. Like, you're just kind of locked in. No matter what you answer phones, it's always there.
The earmuffs are always on standby.
The earmuffs are always on. Exactly. Yeah. But when you have a guest on, you relax a little bit. You're like, I got a guest on. This guy's not going to curse.
Right.
We're good. And it really catches you off guard.
Yeah.
So,
And you can tell it's a natural thing for him. Like, he probably curses quite a bit off the air. So there was a cool moment on the Players Lounge last night. And for what it's worth, the interview is in the podcast feed. Go Birds, people, if you want to listen to it. But so I think the number one question Jordan Mailata gets quite a bit is, you know, what's this journey been like for you? Going from not knowing football to where you are. He's probably been asked it, you know, you want to say the 10,000 hours thing? Like, I don't know.
10,000 times?
Yeah, like probably 10,000 times. And last night he brought up, you know, kind of unprompted, or maybe I asked him, I forget. But basically this was kind of the first time he's really reflected on everything. And there was a video of him on the field crying when they made the Super Bowl. And it's stuff like that where, again, you know, there's the staff and the fans and all that. And, you know, as media, like, there's a lot of awesomeness involved in the fact that they're going to the Super Bowl. But think about Jordan Mailata, you know.
I was, like, playing rugby 5 years ago.
I mean, there was already going to be a movie about his life.
Yeah.
This is,
I mean, it's one of the
we're
most
watching the final scene. Like,
I mean,
this
we've
is,
talked about it as.
Well, not the final scene,
like,
obviously.
Like, probably,
but, you know what I mean?
Potentially the single, like. Like, in terms of story, how it all plays out on maybe the greatest draft pick in the history of the NFL.
Yeah,
like, I think, you know, we can talk, and we'll talk Jalen Hurts in a minute.
Thank God Brock Purdy didn't.
And it's funny enough, because I'm going to say, I think Jalen Hurts, like, might be the best Eagles draft pick of all time, just player for value and stuff. But in terms of just the whole league and the stories and all, like, there might not be a better one than Mailata.
Yeah.
Taking that guy in the seventh round, never having played football, and turning him. And also, I'm happy you brought up Mailata, because this is something we haven't talked about a lot. Like, he was one of those guys who, for the first, you know, two-thirds of the season or so, is like, oh, they're playing great. But yeah, he's not. He doesn't look like we thought he did. That big contract.
Well, he was hurt.
He's been awesome.
Yeah.
He has completely, we have not talked at all about how dominant Mailata was in the playoffs, in both playoff games. Like, he has really, really, really stepped up his play.
Well,
that's exciting to see. I didn't realize the injury, that makes sense, because he didn't look the same.
Well, it's such a perfect example, too, because I remember when, and this is obviously a different situation, but when the DeMar Hamlin thing, there was a lot of talk about, man, you never realize how hurt these guys are and they're dealing with everything. Jordan Mailata is probably going to need surgery when the offseason's over. He's been dealing with the shoulder injury all year. Remember, it happened like week one or two, and it was, oh, he's going to play through it. And so it just, like, it leaves the consciousness. You don't think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
But he's still dealing with it all the time. He still gets therapy, you know, treatment on it all the time. So, yeah, he's ended up having a great year. And to your point, what's funny about that draft is you think about Jalen and Mailata.
Well, they're different drafts. The Jalen and Mailata draft are different.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So the Mailata draft is like turning out to be
that's
one
like
of Howie's all time.
Yeah, I mean,
so that draft, like every player's like playing. Matt Pryor is playing for another team, but the guy's playing for the Eagles.
And
in that
he could be here.
No
they...
first round pick either. He goes. What? It's Goddard.
Maddox.
Goddard. Oh no, Goddard's one before. It's the Maddox Sweat.
No, let's
right.
Just look it
I'm
up.
Right. It's Goddard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Goddard and Maddox were the same draft.
Goddard, Maddox, Sweat, Mailata all came out of that draft.
Was it 2018?
Yeah. That's four dudes who are big parts of your team. Three of them from the fourth round on. Like, well, Sweat and Maddox were fourth rounders, and Mailata's the seventh round.
All right, so here it is. I'll read it up.
Yeah.
Goddard, Maddox, Sweat, Pryor, Mailata.
Yeah,
so just
what
you just said.
Yeah. I mean, that's impressive. I mean, even Pryor's an NFL lineman.
I mean,
lineman.
Sweat in the fourth round.
That's what I mean. Sweat and Maddox were fourth rounders.
Yeah, that is
and then
crazy.
Mailata in the seventh, and then Goddard in the second is a hit.
Why was that the Wentz trade?
That was Lamar Jackson trade where they traded.
Oh, yeah,
they had the 31st pick
and they traded back
to get Goddard. But yeah, that's turned out to be an amazing draft, and the Hurts pick itself. They're the misses. Yeah. We won't get into it. That carries that draft. And obviously, we've talked about the draft picks and how that's turned around.
Well,
I mean, even the last few years. I mean, look at how much Smith and Dickerson are playing a role. And, you know, all that type of stuff.
I mean, what's the last bat? I mean, Breger is the last bat.
It's
so I'm trying to think outside of that. Who's been like.
I mean, like, look, that whole Hurts draft wasn't awesome. I mean, they had a.
I'm trying
like,
to think who was.
Well, it was Quez, and Quez is fine, but then they had, what's his name? Other receiver who was not as good. They took the round before Quez.
2019, Dillard, Miles. Arcega-Whiteside, this one was bad.
This was bad.
Because it was basically only Miles. Dillard, you can debate, but a miss in
it's
the first
It's the next
round.
One that is, hold on, let me see who I can remember real quick. I know,
so this is 2020.
Rager, Hurts.
I'd be really impressed because there's a
Rager, Hurts, 1-2. Okay, I know that. Now, the John guy, what's his name?
You're already not going to get this. It's okay, but I want you to keep trying.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. So I know, and then obviously...
Do you just want to name them or you want them in order?
No. I'm just going to try and name them.
Okay,
point.
All right. Then you...
Yeah.
You're right with that one.
Yeah, John, what's his last name?
I'll give you this one. Hightower.
Yeah,
I'll give you this one.
I knew that.
All right, so that's three.
Sean Bradley was that draft.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Was Casey Tuhill that draft?
Ooh, it was. That's five.
Look at these pulls. How many do I have left? I'm not going to get them all.
I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, like, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10 picks.
All right.
So you've gotten Hurts, Rager. Hightower, Bradley,
Watkins
is five,
and Tuhill. So I've gotten six.
Six. So I'll give you. Do you want me to give you a little hint?
Was it Patrick? No, he was later. Go ahead. Give me a hint. Yeah.
Okay. So one of these players is still actively playing on the team.
One of these players is still.
It's like a backup role, but he like starter / backup. I'll give you a hint that it'll just make you get.
Okay.
He punched somebody this past week.
Oh, yeah. I should remember. That was the one pick I was excited about. Just give me that because it's probably not super fun to listen to.
Davion Taylor.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Shockingly still on the team, like on the practice
squad.
Jack Driscoll. Good pick.
That was a good pick.
Good pick for sure. Prince Tegu-Winogo, who is on the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it.
So regardless, I mean,
Rager, Hurts, Taylor, Walt, yeah.
Hurts carries that draft, and that's a good transition. I wanted to get into Hurts, and I want to get into this team, and just the...
Yeah, I have a Hurts thought, too.
Yeah, well, just where we're at with this team, and you know, I do think that... I think over the next few weeks, and look, DeCamera already said it on the air yesterday, the first day of the Super Bowl, I think a lot of people are going to be saying it, that, you know, this is... They have to finish the job, but if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, this will be the best Eagles team we've ever seen, without a doubt. Like, I think it's pretty clear. Like, I think right now, they're probably already the most talented. And I want to get into the overall of it, but with Hurts himself, like the season that this kid has had at the age of 24, again, he's still closer to his 24th birthday than his 25th. It is hands down the best season an Eagles quarterback has ever had. We're done. The statement is over. It's done. Like already. It's already
so
the best season an Eagles quarterback has ever had.
I want to agree with you. I think you're underestimating 04 McNabb. 04 McNabb, just to think about it, right? 04 McNabb was unbelievable. I'm pretty sure he didn't play the last three games or something
that.
Two games. Also got to the Super Bowl, right? So now I think that when you're talking about the best season ever, there's two ways to look at it. You can do the statistics thing where it's, okay, this guy had a better statistical season.
Had a better statistical season.
Okay, there's that. And that's a strong, that you can definitely use that argument. I also think because you're a big, you know, Nick Foles won the Super Bowl guy, right? And that's your argument for him as the best quarterback of all time. Well, obviously, statistically, Nick Foles is not the best quarterback of all time. So my argument, though, for McNabb wouldn't even be statistics, although his were good for the time. I just think when you think back to that season, he was pretty unbelievable. Now, Hurts has been unbelievable,
Hurts,
too.
Shouldn't we all... Hold up.
Was McNabb in it, too, that year?
Yeah, but we didn't... Not every Eagles fan was not saying, oh, how is Donovan not the MVP?
Really?
This is an outrage.
Honest question. I don't remember.
He was in the running. Okay. But, like, this year, we all agree, Jalen Hurts is the MVP. He's the MVP of the league. He went 16-1. The list of quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era who've gone to the Super Bowl with 16 wins and 0-1 losses is 5 players deep.
Tom Brady.
5 players. Brady 18-0, Montana 16-1 in 84, Cam Newton 17-1 in 2015, MVP season.
Yeah, I was at
Mahomes 16-1 in 2020, and now Hurts. That's it. In the history of the Super Bowl.
It's a strong argument.
I mean, now you could flip it around and say if Donovan had played those last two games, maybe he could have been one of those guys if they had carried that season through, but they lost in the Super Bowl too, and Donovan didn't play great, and it is what it is. It's part of the legacy. Now, Jalen could hurt his legacy a bit in this game, but just in terms of up till now and what they've done in the playoffs, I mean, again, they won 69-14 in the playoffs. All the stuff, I'm loving all the stats going around because everyone's like, oh, weak schedule. The Reuben Frank one. Did you see the Reuben Frank one yesterday? So in the history of the NFL history, there are only 3 teams that have gone 9-1 against winning teams. This year's Eagles is one of them. So they have literally the best record in the history of the sport against winning teams. Like
the who they play thing is the...
And here's another one. This is a good one by Patrick Causey. Good follow on Twitter. I love Patrick. He wrote, the Eagles faced 7 playoff teams with Jalen Hurts was the starter. They were 7-0 and won by a combined score of 218-97. Wow, that's an average victory of 17.28 points per game when Jalen was on the field against winning teams. Like, that's astounding. That doesn't matter who the competition is. That's you're beating the crap out of people.
I know. And I think that early on in the year, there was a perception that the league wasn't that good this year. And
I do think that compared like to old school, yes, the league is not as deep. It's deeper, but it's more parity.
I think the 3 teams in the AFC and the Eagles could go to any year of any football team.
Love that.
I mean, seriously, like, we'll just focus on the Eagles for a second. The Eagles have an offensive defensive line that any year of any, again, like any year, I don't care, the like 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever. Like
they dominate.
They are one of the best teams in the league. The Chiefs, one of the best teams in the league. The Bengals, one of the best teams in the league. The Bills, there are elite teams in this league. Now, the Eagles did not play those teams, and I get that. But at the same time, I think, and frankly, I blame Tom Brady for this, I think early on in the year, Brady realized the Bucs sucked, and he said the whole, like, man, if you look around the league, there's not a lot of great football, to, like, explain away why the Bucs suck, and everybody just bit onto that and decided to make it the talking point. But in reality, it's not been a bad year.
It's the same
it's
as every year.
It's not been a bad year at all.
They've all been similar.
Dude,
these
think
last
about
years.
This. The Vikings, we all agree aren't that good. They won a ton of games. Like, there were a lot of good teams this year. And so this idea that the Eagles didn't beat anybody, it's just flawed. It's like the Niners didn't beat anybody then. If you want to go down.
Nobody did. If you're going to use that argument, the Eagles beat more people
frankly,
than anybody else.
The only team that
the
beat
Eagles
people.
Eagles beat more teams than anyone else in the history of football.
Right.
Like 3 teams ever, 9-1 against winning teams.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you can only play the competition you play in a given year. The Eagles faced that competition and went 16-1 with their starting quarterback on the field.
And what's interesting about the Eagles is
16-1.
They're definitely one of the most forward-thinking organizations in the league. You know, they do things that other teams don't do. They study trends. They're trendsetters, right? But simplistically, at the heart of why they're so good is they just invest in the trenches a bunch. And that is something that transcends generations. It transcends any year, any league. I'll say it again. The Eagles could go, they could play the Patriots that went undefeated that year and have a really good chance of beating them.
Well, I think the point is, especially now when you talk about the fact that they're going to go to the Super Bowl with 22 of 22 starters, assuming Landon's, like, I think you could argue that come Super Bowl time, this group right now would have a chance against anyone just because of how healthy they are and how it's as talented a roster as we've ever had in Philly, without a doubt. It's one of the upper echelon talented rosters we've seen in our time covering football.
You know,
just pure talent at each position.
I love a good hyperbolic, like kind of, you know, I love it. Exactly.
I know.
But in all seriousness, when you consider the fact that they almost set the NFL sack record, they have an amazing offensive line, they can run the ball, and then they have obviously really good skill players.
They're an MVP, one of the top 2 MVP candidates at quarterback.
I mean, what's a team in NFL history that you think they could line up against and not be competitive? Because the way they win is not cutting edge. It's not like in 2013.
They win every way.
Well, so like when
it doesn't matter who you are. They're going to run it on you. They're going to pass on you. They're going to do whatever it takes to beat you.
Well, so in 2013, when Chip took the league by storm, he was doing the whole speed up thing, right? That was gimmicky. So you can make the argument that you put him in the 80s or 90s or, you know, some teams these days, and it just doesn't work. Like, it wouldn't work. But I think no matter what style no matter what league you put the Eagles in, you know, time of the league, they could play whatever style was needed. If it was run the ball, they would be one of the best running teams available. If it was, you know, throw the ball, they've shown this year they can do that. It's so at their core, the reason they're so good, and this is another thing I'll say about it too. So I've been doing a lot of research on the Chiefs, and we're going to get into them closer to the game.
Yeah.
They're really, really good. I research the Chiefs, and every time I do it, I'm looking for reasons that I think the Eagles could beat them or, you know, whatever. And one constant that actually has had me come out of it even more impressed by the Eagles is whenever I look at the Chiefs and I go, man, they're like so good at this, and this. The Eagles are right there with them. You know, like,
and then the Eagles are good in ways they're not.
Well, on top of that too, and so I'm excited to talk about the game when we do, but it really, you know, when you're so close to a situation, and it sounds crazy to say now because we're talking about them being the best team of all time, but when you're so close
to a
team,
you
see a lot of flaws. And so then when I look at the Chiefs on a macro sense, it's, well, they're number one in this. I'm like, oh my God, like, who could ever beat this team? And then I look, and it's like, well, the Eagles are tied for first with them in this. They're second in this. They're ahead of them in this. So the Eagles are really, really good. And you see that in the fact that they're favorites in this game.
They're favorites.
And people are picking them.
You know, I'm picking them. Well, I don't need 2 weeks. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I feel super confident. So honestly, way more confident than I should already. Remember last week it took us like the week to get there? Like, we were confident, but not like, I'm super confident the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. And look, I could be wrong. This, and to your point, especially with Mahomes, like, this is easily the toughest challenge they have faced this year, without a doubt. And they could lose. Don't get me wrong. But I'm confident in this team going in there and winning. I just think they're better.
I'm not there yet, but
we'll get you there,
we have time, right?
All right. I want to hear your Hurts thought. Download the Bet Parks.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, this is the time. I mean, there is nothing more fun to bet on than the big game. Am I right? The big game is the...
That's what people often tweet me.
Yes.
They say or text me,
the big game.
They go, hey, man, he got win in the big game.
It's important.
It's an important question.
Yeah, you got to say the big game in these situations. It's just one of those things that you have to do.
I mean, think about this. The Eagles are going to the big game.
They're going to the big game. And you can bet on it.
That might be the title.
Yeah, the Eagles. Seriously, though. There's nothing more fun than it. Like, every year, we all know it. It's the one time a football game is talked about where every single bet that you can make at the game is part of sports radio conversations, part of, like, everyone talks about it. It's the props. It's all this stuff. There's so, like, if you're not betting on the big game, like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing with your life?
So at this point, if you're not doing it, you're probably not going to do it, which is sad. But I will say, if there's ever a time to do it, it's because everybody is doing it.
You mean the big game.
Oh, yes.
The big game. We can fix that. They'll know.
Yeah, you're right. My apologies. Talking about the big game.
It's the one thing that they're very, 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 very serious about in these things. Yes.
So I have a favorite early bet for the big game.
Okay.
Hassan Reddick, big game MVP.
Yeah, was it like plus 3,500 or something?
Plus 3,000.
Yeah.
I think there's a real chance he could get it. I know it's always the quarterback,
if he has two sacks
and a forced fumble...
If they had given one for the NFC Championship game, he would have gotten it.
Agreed.
And look, those are great odds. And that's the most fun thing, is going through and all the long odds and all the fun things and all the stuff you can bet on the big game. So do it now. Download the app in the App Store, Google Play, or at betparks.com. Use our promo code GoBirds, that's GoBirds, to get $750 back in bonus site credit if your first bet is not a winner. Again, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Again, problem call 1-800.
It's funny. We just went on that whole thing about how, you know, guests never curse and stuff.
And then I said the SB word. Yeah. Basically cursed. I would rather you curse.
It might be on my new list of curse words, which we'll never do because this team is...
They won't hear it in the pod because I'm going to take it out of the pod.
This is why you watch live.
See, you got like 30 people watching. Like, shout out to those people.
Shout out to those people.
Yeah. All right. Hurts. You said you had a Hurts thought.
I did, and now I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, no. You got all thrown off by your curse.
Okay, right?
I think this is what it was.
This is what it was, because it was when we were talking about, you know, super... Yeah, we say... Like, we're talking about signage, right? So, when Foles was on that stuff, it was like, wow, look how crazy this is. I can't believe he's there. It's just weird to see. You know, in 20 years, people look back at old signs from that Super Bowl and be like, what is this guy doing on there? Hurts belongs on there.
Oh, yeah.
Hurts should be should be viewed by the league and promoted as such, as the like one of the new faces of the league, one of the new guys that the NFL wants to promote.
I agree
he's
with you.
He's awesome. He's like
He does everything right. He never says anything wrong.
If you could pick one player in the league, and there's tons of great players, to speak to a group of kids. How many are doing a better job than Jalen?
If you could pick one person to date your sister, yes. Jalen, like any of these cliches or colloquialisms or whatever you want to say, like, you know, if I had one person who could babysit my kids and like whatever you want to say, he's the answer for all of them.
They'd be watching film
he's
and doing chores.
He's the most responsible person in the league, it feels like, at 24.
Yeah. So I know I went on my cigar rant, but the picture of Jalen Hurts sitting by his locker smoking the cigar.
By the way, shout out for wearing the Prince Purple. He gets it.
Yeah. Is that what it was, you think? Intentional?
Yeah, Prince Purple.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think you can wear purple without it being
you
Prince
can,
Purple.
You can, but yeah. I think it was Prince.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm going to choose to believe that it was Prince Purple.
But
Jalen gets it. He's an old soul.
Yeah, for sure. I will say if anyone gets it, it's Jalen.
It's Jalen.
But he's everything you want in a quarterback, yeah. man. And he deserves to be up there next to Mahomes. This isn't, oh my God, I can't believe Jalen's there. These are two of the best young quarterbacks in the league facing off in the biggest game, leading two of the biggest offenses, two of the best playmakers in the league. I mean, you know, to take like a macro sense and to everyone like fly, this is bad, but to everybody like go high, you know, get higher for a second and like look down at what's happening. Like
the 30,000 foot.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yes. The Eagles have one of the best young playmakers at quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks, one of the most marketable people in the entire league. In the entire league. And that's why when I think about this team, 2017 was awesome and they were great, but they caught fire with a backup at the right time.
Well, yeah.
This team, Jalen Hurts, like this is the beginning of Jalen Hurts being everything.
So Jalen Hurts is who we thought Carson Wentz was. I mean,
yeah,
that's
true.
It. Jalen Hurts. This year, Jalen Hurts is what we actually thought Wentz
it's
was
really
in 2017.
Like, I wish I would have thought of that. It's a
came,
really good
it just
point.
Just came to me.
Yeah, it's... There's nothing better than when something just... But it's so true. If you think about... Look, think about the Eagles' history of quarterback. Like the Super Bowl runs they've been on. McNabb took them to one, right? But even when McNabb took them to one in 04, it kind of fell apart from there. He was older. He had been through a lot of things at that point.
They had that one last run.
Yeah, they
had
the one surprise one in 08. But, you know, Vic took him into the playoff once. So that never led to anything. What's funny is when we were talking about best seasons by quarterbacks, we never bring up 27-2 by Foles.
I know.
But obviously a great year.
Yeah.
Foles took him to the Super Bowl.
Loss.
He was not even the starter next year.
Yeah.
In terms of just reasons to believe moving forward with a quarterback that feels like it's the beginning of something, the franchise has never had this. This is the moment of franchise, the best moment of franchise of this guy is the guy, and he's going to be promoted by on the biggest stage, you know, one of the biggest games in the world.
Yeah.
And he's earned every bit of it.
No,
I remember being at 2017 watching Carson throw on the field with his knee brace on and thinking, man, this future's bright. Think now. The guy's actually playing in the game.
I know. And again, like the guy played like you said, he played in the playoff game. He had playoff wins. You know, Carson doesn't
have. Yeah, Carson has no playoff
wins.
Like,
he's got two playoff wins now. Right. And then on top of that, just, you know, we've been around this kid enough now to know that he is, to your point you were just making, just a completely different personality from Carson Wentz. He's perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect. Like, he is so perfect. It's hard to believe. It's like he was engineered in a freaking lab. It was like, all right, what are all the traits we want to put into, like, the perfect human to front an organization? And to your point, to front a league. Like, what traits do we want to build? It's like we're on, like, SimCity or whatever. I don't even know if you build people on that. I know you build players, but I'm not a video game guy.
Yeah.
But it's whatever you create, like, a person. Like, it's like they went in the lab. And we're like, all right, like, yep, he's going to be humble. Okay, he's going to make other people better. He's never going to talk about himself. It's always going to give it to other people.
Yeah.
Like, all these things you can go through, the dedication. He's always going to be there working. He's going to be the first guy and the last guy. Like, all these things. Like, he's all of them. He's all of them.
What's crazy is how quickly it all came together.
I know.
Because we spent all offseason debating if he was the guy. And I think we were right to have that discussion. I don't think we were wrong at the time.
All of Eagles fandom
was.
That's
what I mean.
And there were gradations. Like, there was, like, you and I even had gradations. You believed in Hurts, but I believed more.
Yeah,
100%. And then there were the OG weeds. There were people, like, fully believed. And, you know,
and there were people that were fully out.
And then we had a lot. And there were a lot. Like, it was a real spectrum of belief in Jalen Hurts and what he could be.
So this was my other Jalen point, actually, that I wanted to make.
Look at that. We brought
it back. So there's a bit of, I think, revisionist history, and this is probably me being on Twitter too much, but there's a lot of people tweeting now.
Never.
I know, yeah. A lot of people on Twitter right now tweeting the whole, you know, Well, we were never that negative about the Jalen pick. Let's be real.
Oh, my God.
Everybody hated the Jalen.
I think it's the most criticized pick that in my lifetime watching the Eagles, other than personally, because I hate the Jalen pick, but I hate, you know, in the moment, like, there's no worse pick in the
NFL. Yeah, the regular one.
Like,
right.
It's true. You know,
I know,
Jeff,
no, 100%.
Justin Jefferson my favorite receiver in the draft.
I like Jefferson, too.
Yeah, but he was
my
favorite receiver in the draft.
You were mad
about it. I was so excited about him, and I was like, at least we get Jefferson. We didn't. Like, the Hurts thing, I even said this to you after. I was like, look, I think it's, I don't like the pick, but at least, like, it's interesting. Like, at least it captures my attention. The regular pick was just a horrible pick. But there is no question that there is no revisionist history here. 98% of Eagles fans said, earmuffs, 1, 2, 3. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, 100%. And I remember, so each year, you know, before the draft, I'll do, like, 5 quarterbacks Eagles could consider, 5 receivers, 5 linebackers. And I had Jalen that year as my number one quarterback they should consider.
Wow, but, flex.
But at the time of the pick, I was like, what are they doing? Yeah. I didn't think you'd actually take the guy in the second round.
It was crazy. They just paid Wentz.
But obviously it ended up being a fantastic pick.
Yeah, the greatest pick in the history of the franchise. Yeah,
but
all worked out.
The question I had for you was, so Jalen is perfect in every way. We agree. What do you think about the comment he made after the game? I know, I'm going to paraphrase.
But people didn't want me here thing.
Yeah, like, no one wanted me drafted. But it wasn't about the fans.
So
it was like
what,
a vagueness of...
so I think...
he even followed up on it saying
look,
how, you know...
I think, first of all, he's earned the right at this point to
dude, if he wins a Super Bowl...
Throw a touch of shade.
The flex he'll be able to take afterwards.
I think he has earned a little shade to be able to throw. I think he's earned a little... you know, shade insurance, so to speak, where he can get away with some stuff without us coming back on him.
I already know what he should say.
But
I have
also,
it in my head.
I can't wait. I want to hear that in a second. But I will say, like, I did think, and I watched the way he said it and stuff, it did feel a little, like, knowing. Like, he wasn't, it wasn't like something that's gnawed at him. It was more just, like, factual. Like, he's right. Like, he was like, listen, I think he was saying, when I got drafted, there was a franchise quarterback here.
Yeah, I don't think he means the fans.
I think he means that Carson Wentz was here. And when I was drafted, there was probably a lot, whether fans, whatever, there were a lot of people who were like, what is happening right now? And now they know. And I had no issue with it. I thought it was, as far as that stuff goes, about as, you know, subtle and under the radar, you know, as he could have done it.
It's just a weird moment to
say. It was
a
weird moment, but you know what? Look. Again, this is, like we just talked about, one of the most competitive humans I've ever seen in my life.
It is, wow.
And yet, he never lets it out, right? Like, even our freaking head coach can't hide his competitiveness.
Yeah.
Even our competitiveness.
And they can,
our freaking
they compliment
head coach
each
is like a
well,
psychopath.
Yeah.
On the, he's me on the sidelines. Like,
he really is,
this one's for Frank!
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that'd be me on the sidelines. Like, Jalen is just as competitive as Nick, but he internalizes it and keeps it and stuff. So at a certain point, like, that's gonna come out. Like, at a certain point, when you're doubted, when you're, like, it's impossible not to even, like, doubt of me. Just you know.
So here's what I think Jalen should say if he wins Super Bowl MVP.
Bring it.
Because there's an easy part of him to go up there and be like, you doubted me at Alabama. You doubted me at Oklahoma. You doubted me in the draft. He can take the ultimate you doubted me.
He won't, but yes.
Here's what I think he should say. Something along these lines. You know, someone's going to say, Jalen, what would you say to everybody that doubted, blah, blah, blah. I think his message should be, give people a chance. Don't count people out just because of preconceived notions. Don't preconceive what you think of somebody, and because of that, say what they can't do. Don't put limits on people.
Like Nick,
and,
honestly, it goes back to that's the heart of Jason Kelsey's speech back in 2017. Yeah. That's the heart of what he's talking about. He's saying you all doubted each one of these people, and you were wrong to doubt them. Like,
I mean, think about again for the league's perspective. Jalen sitting up there with the MVP of the Super Bowl. And he's able to sit there and go
Jordan style.
Yeah, he's able
the Jordan comp fully comes full circle.
For real, he's able to, and I think he thought of that when he took the picture. But
I'm sure he did. That was the most Jordan-y Jordan picture of it. And you know what? My guy trying to mimic Michael Jordan the way he goes about his business a lot. Yep.
Yeah, fine with it. Right.
Cool, bro. Talk about the most competitive person ever lived.
Yeah, it's better than mimicking Tom Brady and sitting there eating like avocado ice cream or whatever. You know, So I think that Jalen can sit up there at with this Super Bowl MVP and go to like any kid out there that said that people tell you can't do something. I'm the living proof you can. And there's not many people that can really get up on
like
that podium
that.
And say that. But I think that's what he should say.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. I think he should get up and say, you know, bleep all you. No.
Well, the last Jalen.
Yeah, it would be hilarious if after the whole year or whatever, he finally was Super Bowl and he's like, you know, bleep all the haters.
Oh, it'd be so
like,
funny. He shows all his personalities up like, you know, finger wagging, he's slamming
like,
the table.
Haters gotta hate.
Yeah, he's just like going wild. Wow, this is an all-time video moment for people that aren't watching. So
I know people don't know how to make GIFs because that.
Yeah, thank you.
People don't know how to make those
things. I do actually know how to make a GIF, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll make
it. The Jason Kelce doing the Miles.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah,
it's so good.
The other thing I'll say about the Jalen, it is kind of wild. He literally just came in and took the job from Carson.
Oh yeah, like
and Carson collapsed, but
Carson. Yeah, no, that's not fair. Carson handed in the job and Jalen took it. I think they were both complicit.
I think it's, I mean, yeah, it's a bit of both.
Because they gave Carson way longer than they should have in 2020.
100%.
He should have been benched after 5 games, not 12 or whatever.
But I do think there was probably part of it where Carson
you're not going
came
back.
In. Well, so this is the other thing about what Jalen said. Do you think somebody somewhere in the organization, like very high up, whether it was Doug, Howie, Lurie, do you think Jalen was told when he was drafted?
You're a backup?
No. Like, you're the guy. This is. Because he said the thing later on the press conference, which was, you know, something along the lines of, you might not know now, but now you see. I think people now understand. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, there's certain possibility, like Lurie went to him and was like, I believe in you.
Or Doug. Maybe Doug said.
Maybe Doug.
He's always been very clear about how much. And I think, obviously, Howie and Lurie.
Doug and, yeah. Yeah, and Doug and Carson clearly didn't.
Yeah, yeah,
jive,
but
so.
It was just a weird way to phrase it on, you know,
no,
people didn't see and now they know.
Who knows? Look, I think, look. The Eagles can say all they want that the only reason they took him was
no shot.
It's you don't use a second round pick for that. You use a fourth round pick for that.
Yeah,
especially if you're
a
quarterback developers and stuff. You find someone with some physical abilities.
Right.
You take him in the fourth round, maybe late third at the earliest, like they did with Foles back in the day, like that type of thing. And you say, all right, we're going to develop this guy as our clear backup to our quarterback. They used the 53rd pick in the draft on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, no way. That was just like it partially. Okay. It was two prong. We can have him as a backup if Carson works out, but you know what? Carson might not work out because of this, and then we got this guy we like a lot, too. That was the thought process.
Yeah, I think it was.
Flat out.
I think it
was. I don't care what they say.
I think it was, if Carson doesn't turn it around, we have our safety net, and if Carson does, then we have our guy either way.
We have a great backup.
But I think they took Jalen thinking he could be the guy.
They did not draft him without
the
thought.
And at the time, I should have seen it.
Well, I don't think you should have. No one should have. None of us did.
I don't know.
I can't blame you for that, buddy.
I think
we
blame
all
Elliot.
Yeah, well, you didn't believe him when, so you probably should have seen it more than Ben.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying. Like, I can't believe at the time I wasn't, you know, but whatever.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back the next day. We'll be back the next day. Yeah, it's 8:06.
Oh, yeah.
It's work time, buddy.
It is.
Especially, I got to walk you out. I got to walk back.
Oh, yeah,
we got a whole thing
that,
going on. But we're also like 36 minutes into the pod,
right.
And we have to do final thoughts. That's how fun this is. We thought these were 15 minutes.
I know.
Can't. We need to get up earlier, maybe, and come in earlier.
Yeah.
yeah.
Although what's funny is each morning I think we text each other, at, you know, 6:45, like, hey, I'm ready, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's never
7. We leave at 7. So. Okay. So back tomorrow, back the next day, back the next day, Saturday show, back on next week. We're rolling. A lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
So Arizona, which is where the Eagles will be playing in the big game, is they don't do daylight saving times, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Okay. But regardless, everywhere is getting rid of daylight savings time in a little bit. There's like a new law that was passed. I don't know when it's going to happen, but they're getting rid of it. And I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I'm so happy about this. I'm going to miss the clock changing. I'm going to miss it all of a sudden being lighter than it was the day before because of the time. I'm going to miss it being dark. Like, I like it. I enjoy the clock changing. This whole idea that we should keep it the same, I'm off that now. I think I want them to continue to keep it so that when, you know, whatever day of the year leaps forward, jumps back, I'm in. I don't like that they're changing it.
Good God. Are they changing it? Is that happening?
Yeah, it's like a law. Like Congress,
they're going to change. There's no more days. That's actually happening. I know that they talked about it, but I didn't think it was actually happening.
So I was discussing this with beat writers, and they seem to be pretty sure it was happening.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it's happening.
I don't care either way. This is zero.
I think I like it. Like, you know, you're at the bar. No, I'm not at the bar.
As someone who has a kid, it is annoying because, like, it's like, then it's like, why is it light out? It's bedtime. Sorry, Zoe. Like, but it's light out. I don't go to bed when it's light out. Like, trust me. Like, people
Fair.
With kids are probably like, nah, we're good without daylight saving.
Well, here's the good news. Kristen goes to bed whenever.
So. See, look,
me and Kristen go to bed
you don't
whatever.
Have to worry about
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Sure. I don't care either way about daylight saving. So whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. I don't like the change.
Well, okay.
Just putting out.
controversial take, believe it or not.
I mean, here's the thing. My life is consumed with football and Super Bowl right now, so I don't have a lot of exterior.
Have you been watching Abbott Elementary? I know you started. Did you keep watching it or not?
Abbott Elementary?
Yeah.
Said, no. I like it. It just.
Why would the guy who, you know, went to Philly Public Schools watch Philly
I know,
Public
and it's good. It's, yeah.
Okay, so I said I had a TV take today.
Oh,
I
yeah, that's
it
right.
Yesterday. So Ava, the principal, Janelle James.
I know this is.
Is the best one-liner character on TV, maybe in TV history. and it's not close.
I mean,
some for one lines. No Christopher Wallace, no Biggie.
Is that the joke?
No Chris, you know, Christopher Wallace's Biggie.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
oh, right, right.
No,
okay,
Christopher
yeah,
Wallace,
yeah.
No Biggie.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not Sam Cooke. Change is not going to come. Girl, you could sell a scarf to Lenny Kravitz with that pitch. Amazing.
Right.
And
I can't
I'm not
you wrote
selling
these
him.
All down.
Yeah, I wrote them all down.
Did you find like a Google list?
Oh, you're the sub? Forgive me. I thought one of my colleagues here hired a stripper for me. That's cool. Right. This is my art. I write, I edit, I direct, I do music, I lip sync. Because of me, when people say their favorite director is that Ava lady, somebody else got to be like, which one?
So do you think that
she's amazing? Dude.
Do you think
amazing.
The actress is who I'm, you know,
Janelle James is the actress's name.
First of all, I wonder if the main star of Abbott Elementary listens to the pod. She's an Eagles
Quinta
fan.
Brunson?
She's an
I
Eagles
highly
fan.
Doubt it, but if you do, Quinta, you freaking rock. Well, and your show is amazing and I love you.
Think about this. You're literally reading lines from the show.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe she'll have you on.
Shout out to Quinta. Guest spot on Abbott.
If they win the Super Bowl and there's an Abbott Elementary like episode about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, I don't see how we're not on it. I mean, first of all, I've watched like 7 episodes.
Yeah, I watch every episode.
I'm one of the biggest fans there is.
Seriously, if you're not watching it, it is great.
It is really good.
It's great. It's got all kinds of cool, like under the radar Philly references. Like, yeah, if you live here, you get it. You don't. Like, the first episode of the season had AJ Brown joke. Like,
if
it's,
you went
it's
to
awesome.
Public school too, like from the.
It's very. She was a teacher.
That's what
in
I mean.
Philly
the school
schools.
Itself even it's, very much
yeah,
looks
it,
like.
Yeah, the outside is a shot yes, of an actual yeah. Philly school. Yeah. Like, it is authentic. It's hilarious. And again, it's Philly pride.
So did you write those all down or did you find like a list?
So I wrote down 3 of them and then I wanted a couple extra. So I went to find a list, but the 3 I wrote down as I was watching the show, because I've been thinking
okay, yeah.
about this take for a little while. So I've waited
been
for some of my favorite
it.
Ones as they went. 2 of those were even in the same episode. That's
how about that?
So good.
So good.
That's my take. Best one-liner character one. In television. Thank you. I came with
I mean,
a take today, not just thought.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Scott. There are some people
so I'm
that
saying,
are.
The original take was right now. She is the best on TV right now. And then I was saying maybe history, but she is the best on TV right now. Michael Scott not on TV right now. Obviously.
Good point.
So
I won't fight you on it.
Nor should you.
Well,
I'm correct.
Yeah,
Quinta, our loyal fan, Quinta.
Yeah,
Brunson,
yeah. She can chime in. I mean, right. A lot of people listen to the pod.
Yeah,
so.
Quinta.
Thanks for listening.
If you know Quinta, how about that? That's probably a more likely one. If you know Quinta, if you're friends with Quinta, tell her we're fans.
Tweet at Abbott Elementary or at her on her Twitter account.
Come on the Go Birds pod.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get Quinta Brunson on the pod.
Dude, she might be there Super Bowl
we
week.
We have so few guests on the pod. It'd be funny if we got
that
Quinta
was, yeah, yeah. I will say she could be at Super Bowl week. She's
right.
an Eagles fan.
If you know Quinta Brunson, tell her I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
That.
Well, me
and
too.
And Elliot is
you're,
too.
James a bigger fan.
Yeah, but we, and Elliot's a Philly public school kid.
Yeah,
took
exactly.
that. Okay.
Talk about my
and Elliot's
draft.
Been raising money
yeah,
for Philly.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Right. Maybe we'll try to make
donate,
this happen.
I
was going to say, maybe I'll try to make this happen.
Got some loot these days.
Yeah.
All right.
I think she's doing good.
All right. Everyone who tunes into this, make my heart
I always think it's funny for people that tune in, like, randomly, and, like, this is not an Eagles pod. like we started off talking about rain.
Proportions.
Yeah, this is,
right.
The middle part.
We'll be back tomorrow to talk Eagles and other stuff, too. Until then, he's out of jail.